Just 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. This is a fun show today. Sam Jones is joining me. Sam, of course, is a former CSU basketball coach, but all good. Like, the relationship is intact. You guys are great. Sam's got some fun stuff that he's working on that gives you, I don't know, a little more freedom on the basketball side. And it's not to say that the coaching life won't be a big part of your life at some point very soon. But this is kind of, as you mentioned, it's almost a break. Right?
Yeah, almost sabbatical, if you will. I think, me personally, I think every coach should take a sabbatical every 6-7 years and just take a step away and reset the battery and then come back recharged and then ready to go for those players.
I mean, you've been everywhere, man. I mean, you've had a great career so far. I know there's plenty to go, but you have. I mean, you've just been all over the world when it comes to basketball.
Literally. So yes. I played professionally in Europe. I coached professionally in Europe. I coached the Dutch national team for 4 years. Actually, a fun story. So I coached last September, I coached the European Championships for the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And our first game.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was out in Prague. First time in Czech Republic, in Prague. And the Netherlands' first game was against Serbia. In Nikola Jokic.
Oh, wow.
So I pop open the video and you're watching. I'm working on the scouting report. And part of me just wanted to put Nikola Jokic's name up there and just write down good luck. Good luck, you know, because there's no stopping this kid.
That's amazing. That's a great story. You're going up against him.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I knew how good he was. Obviously, he was reigning back-to-back MVP. They also had the EuroLeague MVP on Serbia. So we knew we didn't have a chance. So we just had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun coaching against him. We all stayed in the same hotel, just him walking around with his family and just being just a normal dude. It was pretty cool.
So seriously though, when you're scouting him, when you're trying to go up against him, what do you do? What do you draw up?
Well, us personally, we knew how great of a passer he was and just a facilitator and obviously a scorer. And he has so many weapons around him. So our goal for the Netherlands was just to make him a scorer and say, don't help, just straight one-on-one. Let him score, but don't let him facilitate and pick us apart. So we went one on one, and he destroyed us.
That seems to be what the plan is. Like, you almost have to pick your poison, and I guess you do say, well, just let him score, because once he scores and is passing all over the place,
then you're toast.
Good luck.
Yeah, then you're toast. Yeah.
Wow, that's a. I remember last year before the draft with thinking about David Roddy and that connection. I'm not saying they're similar. They're two totally different players, but Roddy has some of that though. When I watched him with you, I mean, the passing ability and just kind of the uniqueness that he is in a player, I thought, man, wouldn't that be cool to see David Roddy on the same team as Nikola Jokic?
Oh, that'd be unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, David Roddy is a Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Right? He's a undersized, oversized player. Undersized big, oversized guard, So he can play multiple positions. They bring it up every broadcast. It's a running joke about former quarterback.
He played football. Huh?
Exactly. Oh. But those skill sets translated to the basketball court. I mean, he can pass to the open guy, but he can also pass guys open, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. If you're not open, he can also see it before it even develops. So, unbelievable passer, unbelievable player, and an incredible human being.
He is an amazing guy.
Yeah.
I love, we did the radio show with him 2 years ago, and I mean, it was just one of those memorable moments, just being able to do that every single week. Now it's with Isaiah Stevens. So if these guys start getting drafted, I'm just going to start taking some credit.
As you should.
Because don't you, like, you have to do interviews with teams, right? And doing these radio shows.
I'm
just readying these guys. I should get something for that. I haven't texted David, but I will.
We need to get a couple other CSU guys in here then. Don't just leave it at David and Isaiah. Get some other guys.
We'll get them all in here.
Come on. Let's
just bring them in. What do you think of the new digs, the new place?
Unbelievable. For the people who are listening, I came here 2 years ago, and with all due respect.
It
wasn't this.
You didn't love that place?
It wasn't this. I pulled up. I'm like, where am I and what did I
When you walked in, I'm like, here, hold a bucket. There's a leak.
Right?
Everybody has to hold a bucket. That's part of the thing.
What did I agree to? But the whole show has taken steps. I mean, this place is amazing. First-class facilities. Too bad you guys can't see it. It's an unbelievable place.
We appreciate you making the trip over here, too. You and I, again, we live in the same neighborhood. So that's how I was trying. This is a true story, and you know this. I was trying to get you on the show before I met you, because, we just heard about the announcement that Sam Jones is coming to CSU.
And organically.
Of course, you ghosted me. No,
whatever.
You didn't. But we're in the park, and my kid, of course, very shy, doesn't run up to people. Yeah. You guys were like, your kids were there throwing a basketball back and forth or something.
Yeah.
My kid runs over to you guys. And pulls, you're sitting in the swing. He pulls you out of the swing and just like kind of goes
story.
In. for a little hug action.
True story.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And you guys are
and
so great.
And the love
great.
Affair began.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was hilarious.
The Jones and the Holes.
And I'm looking at you. And we shake hands, and you're like, Sam Jones. And I said, Sam Jones. And you kind of were like, what, you want to go? No. You were like, why are you saying it like that? I said, CSU? Because I saw the basketball. He had a basketball with CSU on it.
CSU basketball, yeah.
And I was like, takes me a while. Starting to connect the dots here. Like, I'm Sherlock Holmes suddenly. I'm like, CSU basketball. He said his name's Sam Jones. They just hired a Sam Jones. Said he's new to the area. Like, 8 hours later, I'm
ding,
like,
ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding, ding,
dude.
Ding.
So I said, I've been trying to get you on my show. And then you came down to the lovely
and it was awesome.
Studios.
It was awesome. It was great meeting you at the park, obviously, and then coming to the radio show and doing that was a lot of fun. And just being here now is just it's nice.
I'm glad to be able to connect with you too, because I want to keep doing this and talk basketball and this 3v3 tournament that's coming up.
Mile
all of
3v3.
Those things. I think that's a great opportunity for, and you can win prizes and cash prizes too.
That's what separates us from other 3v3 tournaments, right? I mean, and I love all the other ones. Right? Please, go out and play basketball. I want kids to play every day, all day, right? As a basketball purist, as someone who knows the benefits of playing, just understanding concepts, understanding skill development, understanding how to work with other people, just the active part about it. It's great for your mental health. Like, I love sports. I love basketball. So go play in all the 5-on-5, 3v3, 1-on-1 you want to, but this one right here, the Mile High 3v3, is going to be separate from any other 3v3 you've ever been to.
Cash prize of up to $1,500?
Up to $1,500 for the adult division.
I want
to
play in it.
You should. Get your team.
Well, I only have one friend, and it's Angel.
Get your team.
So it's two.
Well,
we need a third.
Yeah, just grab one more. grab one more off the street, and I trust your skill set. And if you don't think you're good enough, listen, between now and the 30th, I can pull you into some Basketball Jones skills training.
That would actually be pretty good.
I can get you and your guys ready, and I can guarantee you'll make at least one basket.
Could I get Isaiah on my team?
I don't know. About
just
that.
Put in a good word. What about Nico Carvacho?
Not Nico. Yeah. Definitely win the prize.
We can get him in. Yeah. So what are the age limits?
No, it's 11 to 12. Okay. It's 11, 12-year-old group, a 13 to 14-year-old group, 15 to 17 high school group, and then 18 plus is the adult group, 18 until whatever. You know, we try to get boys and girls in, men and women. We have a couple of female teams signed up, and I'm going to announce this right now on a radio show. We're going to have a ladies' night. They say a ladies' night, Friday night, Saturday night splash sale, where we're going to give the ladies a discount.
Sweet.
If they sign up. We want the girls there too. My best friend is the general manager of the Connecticut Sun.
Oh, wow.
The WNBA. And I talked to him about the 3v3, and he's like, get girls there. Get girls. Like, let's grow the game for women too, for girls too, for females. I'm like, you know what? Let's add a girls division to the Mile High 3v3. So, ladies, you can sign up now, or you can wait till the weekend. There will be a flash sale.
Get after it. Okay, where do they go again, Sam? Throw out that website.
MileHigh3v3.com. You can go to our Instagram page, our Twitter page, our website. You can register right now. If you hear my voice in your ears, go register. Take action. Don't just, I'll think about it. No, take action, because there's limited spots.
And it's a great opportunity for, as you said, men and women, young kids, whatever, to get out there, learn some basketball, get after it more. You got the skills stuff that you'll work on as well. Like, you are offering that, right? People can contact you.
For sure. BasketballJonesSports.com. That's coming too. So we're in the process of developing the website, BasketballJonesSports.com. It's not up yet.
Okay, I was getting ready to go check it out.
It'll be up really, really soon. It'll almost be like signing up to a Zumba class or a kickboxing class. I'll allocate 3 hours a night at Future Legends, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9. So 6 to 7 would be like 9 to 12-year-olds. 7 to 8 would be 13 to 14-year-olds. And then 8 to 9 would be in the older division. And then I'll do small group training. I'll limit it to like 6 kids in a group, because I want the individual attention, but also want that group dynamic. We can do 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3. Understanding spacing in the game, not just dribble the ball, dribble, pass, and shoot, but also spacing and playing with other people. So
I think that this goes back to our conversation yesterday, talking about Walker Martin, the stud shortstop out of Eaton, Colorado. Obviously, you got to have God-given talent to go to these levels, to high levels. But it is those families that notice what you're doing, you know, these opportunities for kids to learn more. Because you can only practice so much with your high school basketball team, your junior high basketball team, whatever. Getting these skills and learning the game well before and during or whatever, that's a lot of times what separates guys from going to that next level. Whatever that next level might look like. That's what separates them.
Exactly. The work is undefeated. I tell my kids all the time, but You know, everybody has a ceiling, right? But we want those kids to reach that ceiling. Whatever. Is it Division II? Is it Division III? Is it NAIA? Is it Division I? Is it a professional athlete? I've seen it all, right? If you have the potential to be a pro, I'm going to help you develop to be a pro. And that's what I did in the NBA G League. I developed guys to get to NBA guaranteed contracts, right? And I want to do this on a youth level, help these kids maximize their potentials.
We're talking to Sam Jones, basketball guru. That's what I'm going to start
calling
you. Basketball,
don't you dare.
Basketball guy, basketball Jones, all that.
You call me basketball Jones.
This is a great tournament coming up. Okay, so I have a guest coming on the show on the phone, Mike Brohard. You might have heard of this guy. You want to interview him or
is Brohard coming?
Yeah, he's coming on.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, he'll be on the phone. He doesn't make the trip like you do.
Oh,
so you
want to
grill him?
Because
he's always interviewing you.
Always.
So now you can interview him.
Let me ask him one question.
Okay, you can ask him when he. 16 minutes after 12 o'clock, Mike Brohard's coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. Enjoy Nuggets coverage year-round on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline is Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. Mike, I normally don't try to throw you for a loop or anything, but I do have a special guest in studio, and he would like you to try to figure it out and guess who's in here.
Well, he should already...
Do I get, like, verbal clues or what?
It's what?
Do I get verbal clues?
Yes. I almost gave it away. Go ahead, give him a clue.
First of all, you just gave away that you weren't listening to the show live before you
Mike
called
always
in,
listens.
Hard. I mean, come on, man. What do you mean? Do I need verbal clues? Let me see here. First, the sound of my voice. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, it's very like I heard it today earlier, didn't it?
If you were listening to the show, you heard it today, yeah. Only if you're listening to the show. So, okay, maybe you were listening to the show. We had Office Space close to each other.
It's Sam.
Hey! Ladies and boys and girls.
What does he win? We got an old swing line stapler in here we're going to hook him up with. Mike, great job, man. Well, Sam's been hanging out. We're talking basketball. We're talking so many different things. And I was like, you know, Mike's coming on here. You want to stay in and he can interview you for a change. So I thought that would be nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to how Sam's going to do with this new basketball venture in his life.
Oh, so you are aware. So you do pay attention outside of CSU, but I'm not outside of CSU. I was talking to Brady Hole about that today. I'm still connected through and through. Nico and I are great. Ollie and I are great. Brian Cooley, all the coaches on staff, those are my family. You guys are all my family. Just taking a step back and doing some I promote today here with Mr. Hole here with our Mile High 3v3 tournament that we're doing here in July, and I'm going to piggyback off that and do some skills training here in Northern Colorado. So. I'll be around.
Once a ring, I'm always a ring.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Mike, it's funny because I just said we're looking for a third if you want in on our 3-on-3 team because we can get the age limit, like, that we could get in there. There's no age limit. So, Mike, if you want, I got Angel over there and you, me, and away we go.
I've never seen Brohard's jump shot, but I'm sure he can carve out some space and get some rebounds for you guys.
I bet he could be pretty solid. Good defender.
Yeah, the mound round of rebounds. Yeah, that would be me.
Angel, you point guard or what?
We can do that.
All right, Mike.
I don't think we need a point guard with arthritic hips. I just don't think that flows.
Everybody just stands around.
Mike can just set the screens.
Yeah, Mike sets hard screens.
Yeah, I'll set screens.
All right. So, Mike, we're talking a lot of basketball here today, believe it or not. So
the one thing I did want to just make sure that. You did not drag Sam into your personal, you know, trip down the rabbit hole when you tweeted out today that you don't understand Taylor Swift.
I don't understand it.
That was just a cry for attention from you.
I thoroughly don't get it. I get why she's popular, but people are talking like she's right up there with the Beatles and Elvis and all that stuff. Like, I don't understand it. Make it make sense to me.
I just want to make sure you didn't drag Sam in.
Didn't. Sam, what do you think of Taylor Swift?
Well, Brohard, you sounded like you have a teenage daughter at home, and she pulls you down in a rabbit hole of being a Swiftie.
He sounds like a Swiftie, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like a Swiftie. No. With all due respect to Taylor Swift as well, I don't I haven't. I made her two songs. I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie either. So no, I'm not.
I'm not knocking. Listen, I get why people like just pop music, whatever. But I mean, just people like that. She's gonna be Mike. When is she gonna be in Denver?
Well, I know this for a fact because Vicky on our staff is Queen Swiftie, and so I get my Swiftie updates from her on the daily. It's on her birthday, the 14th and 15th. So Taylor's in town, the 14th and 15th, Vicky gets to go on her birthday. We've heard nothing about that since Vicky got tickets.
She gets to go, or it sounds like you have tickets too, bro.
Are you going to? If you're being honest here.
I do not. So Sam, my daughters are in their 20s. I miss, neither one of them is a Swiftie.
Okay.
Like, I had to go through the whole One Direction fad with the youngest one, but neither one of them is a Swiftie.
Okay.
No, and so she's playing there two nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what I don't get.
Vicky's the show. You know who else is going to the Swift concert?
Oh, yeah.
Your buddy, Kevin Lytle.
He's going. We're going to bring – we have him on Thursday. So we'll talk to him about
this. Reporting, that's what he's going to say.
I can't be on the show.
I just purposely threw Kevin under the bus.
Yes, you did.
I wanted to confirm that anyway, so thank you. That was kind of breaking news. We know Kevin Lytle's going. No, I just don't really get the popularity as far, because there's people that are like, I can't go get tickets because it's all sold out. I'm just going to park in the parking lot and know that she's in there.
Wow.
Like, there's it's crazy, man.
Wow.
That's what I don't understand. And like, because Kevin suggested that Vicky take me to the concert so he would have somebody to talk to. And she already has a friend going. She goes, well, he can just go hang out in the parking lot. I go, who would do that? And then she showed me pictures of like thousands of people online just outside stadiums listening to the music.
It's insanity. That's what I'm asking. I just don't get that. Pull. That's like Beatles and Elvis Presley, Michael Jackson type stuff, man.
That's news to me too.
Mike, are you watching Summer League?
I haven't watched a whole lot of it yet. I did get to see David Roddy play earlier, you know, just because it's David Roddy, so that was good to see. But yeah, I don't watch a ton of Summer League.
Well, obviously, when we talk Summer League, we're talking about David Roddy, bro. We're not talking about any other teams. We're talking about our CSU Rammy, David Roddy. So I'm glad you got a chance to see him play.
Yeah, I did. I purposely made sure I got to watch him play. But, like, I'm not going to watch every game. But I will watch for specific things. So, yeah, David is the one specific thing I watch.
There's, like, 4 million foul calls in these games. Can we just call that out? Like, it's every time down the floor. I was watching the Nuggets and the Hawks on Sunday night. And it's just every time down the floor.
Well, you're allowed 10 fouls.
Why is that?
Because this is also like a developmental period for the guys, for the players coming out of college or from overseas to come in and get their feet wet. And they're on there. There's a showcase, right? They have to prove themselves in front of these GMs and these teams. So they want them on the floor.
They need them on the floor.
Don't fly. Forget the fouls. Just play. You know, once you play, when they evaluate you.
The game's called differently, so they want them to adjust to that.
This is kind of a question for both of you guys, just seeing this, these kind of games, summer league games, or, you know, you talk about preseason games, whatever. Do you ask guys like a David Roddy or, you know, what we're seeing with the Nuggets, with Peyton Watson, do you kind of say, hey, we know what you do. We already know that. Do we want to see you experiment a little bit in these games? Is that something where maybe you're trying a few things out differently than what you normally would have done in the regular season?
Well, me personally, I had the privilege of coaching Summer League 3 years with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay, so great.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So when you have those draft picks in, or those one-year guys, you're going to feature those guys. The NBA is notorious for featuring guys and really telling them, hey, work on your ball handling, your pick and roll. We're going to put you in these situations that you weren't great at in your first year or in college. Or can you develop into something like this? So, yeah, we definitely use that as an experimental phase of summer.
Mike, is that what's getting most of your attention these days, the Summer League, or are you excited about the All-Star game tonight?
I will watch the All-Star game because it's to me, it's the one All-Star game that's a true All-Star game. They actually play the game. It's played the same. Like the NHL game is completely wide open. The NBA, I think they just have fun with it. I mean, the NFL's gone to what? They went to a flag football game?
Yeah, that's right.
So
I forgot about
the one game that's actually played, you know? Like I remember, guys, a couple years back, Greg Gagne, I was thinking about this the other day, didn't blow a save at all during the regular season, but he gets called to close out the AL and for the NL, and he blows his only save of the year in the All-Star game.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'll be watching tonight. We got a Rocky in there, too. So, I mean, of course, well-deserved. Everybody gets a player in there. What do you think of that rule, Mike?
I think I like it for this standpoint, that it keeps every fan base has a reason to kind of watch and maybe watch their guy play or get in at bat. I think the players love this game. I remember when it was at Coors Field, like one of the highlights of my job as a reporter was I got a one-on-one interview with Cal Ripken in the AL locker room about what the All-Star game meant to him. And, of course, Cal gets elected to play, and he's kind of at the tail of his career. He's not having the greatest season of his life. So I'm a big fan of fan voting, even though you don't always get the best guys in there. But, like, Cal told stories about him and his brother Billy just hanging out with their dad and then going up and getting just stacks of All-Star ballots and doing nothing but voting for the Baltimore Orioles because that's what he wanted to do, right? So it's unique. This game is unique to me in that regard.
Yeah. Well, it should be fun tonight. It should be interesting. A nice little break from the Rockies, too, for a little bit. That's okay. We can be fine with that. Mike, what are you working on that we can check out at CSURams.com?
Actually, I went out today and hung out with the guys' football team when they were doing some conditioning. Because, next week is media days for the Mountain West. So we're taking out Mo Kamara and Patty Turner. And they will represent Colorado State. And so that's 3 days. The players are there for the first day, which is Wednesday, and then Jay's out there on Thursday. But, yeah, I'm working on a feature story on Mo Kamara because last year was the first year he was asked to be an every down player, and he excelled in that role. To talk about really about his growth, and the biggest part of his growth was his leadership and what that really meant to the team.
I'll look forward to that. Also, it should be interesting with these media days with San Diego State situation going on. That one should be fun. Are they going to be there? Will they be invited?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to show up. And then the San Diego State coach, Brady Hoke, will just basically say, this is above my pay grade. I don't make these decisions. So he can, walk around it. The Mountain West president, Gloria Navarez, is going to be out there. She's going to get a lot of questions. What's next? Does the league plan on replacing San Diego State? How do you go about that? What's expansion? So that's a load of stuff that's going to be coming her way when she meets with the press.
Yeah. Well, I'll be curious to get your thoughts on all of it. Mike, appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you, too. And, Sam, best of luck to you.
Miss you, Brohart.
Hey, don't be a stranger.
I'll be up there.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Mike Brohart, CSURams.com. What do you think about that San Diego State story? That's pretty interesting, right?
I'm still trying to get the State of the Union. I don't know all the details. I know they left and tried to come back, and I don't know where we are right now. Where are we right now?
Where are they right now, Angel? Are they officially going to the Pac-12?
Or? They filed their letter saying we're going to leave the Mountain West. Mountain West accepted that. When they went to the Pac-12 to say, hey, are you guys ready for us? Pac-12 says, no, we don't have our TV deal yet. So now San Diego State is in this in-between where they're still technically a part of the Mountain West for another year. And then next year, who knows?
So
it's pretty uncomfortable.
Well, how do
you make me uncomfortable?
You want San Diego State in the conference, right? I mean, you want your best teams in the conference.
Well, the best team is CSU,
right?
We definitely want San Diego State in the conference. They did great things, obviously on the basketball side this year, making it all the way to the national championship game. And believe it or not, that's the one Mountain West team I was rooting for outside of Colorado State. And once they started making that run, that was awesome to see.
You played them so well in the tournament, man.
Oh man,
I thought you guys were going to do the unthinkable.
I mean, we were up two with under a minute. I mean, we really had a chance to win that game and beat them every year we played them. So it's a great team, great program that Brian Dutch is running over there, and we would love to have them in Mountain West, obviously.
Since you're speaking from, you're not a coach right now, or you are, you're always a coach, but you're not with CSU coach right now. Will CSU be in the Mountain West Conference in the next 5 years, or do you think that they're going to be somewhere else?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always...
what do you know, Sam? What do you know?
That's a good question. there's always enticing opportunities out there, or you always want to look and see what's best for the university, right? The Mountain West is obviously a great conference. I've been selling the Mountain West on the recruiting trail for the last 2 years, and when I sell it, it's coming from a genuine place. I think it's a really, really good conference. Are there bigger and better conferences out there? Yes. Do we have the facilities to accommodate what's necessary to be in one of those conference? I think so. You do see the football games. I mean, those first couple of games, always sold out, right?
Yeah.
Moby Arena is rocking when we're good. Even when we're not good, you know, the fans, we have the support from the community. So we have the, I think, the facilities and the gravitas to be like a Power 5 school. So, I mean, if the opportunity presents itself and it was best for the university, I mean, why not? But I'm not opposed to standing in Mount West.
It's going to be, I think this year is such a big year. Because with all this conference realignment talk, you know, you want to be putting your best foot forward. And so for football, basketball, obviously that's going to lead no matter what. But you got to have a good football season. And then basketball, like we've talked about, we do expect the Rams to jump right back and be certainly in the mix when it comes to March Madness.
Yeah, the Rams will be really good this year as far as the basketball is concerned. And I'm curious to see what Coach Novell can do over there with the football team. And there's a lot of rumblings that they got some good recruits in. And this recruiting class this year, next year, I mean, they believe what he can do, and I believe, I mean, the proof is also in the pudding. One of Nico Medved's most famous saying that I repeat all the time is, you know, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior, and Coach Novell's past has been pretty good. He got a good track record, so I'm excited about the future for CSU Rams football.
I am too. I'm excited for both. Can I ask you this question, and you can no comment me if you want.
I never would do that.
Is Nico Medved, do you think he's going to be like a Sonny Lubick type guy? Like, because we know he's a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
I always, Mike Burkhard loves this because I always freak out when I see success. I'm like, how long are you gonna keep him? Just tell me what you feel like, and you can no comment if you want. Do you think Nico Medved's the kind of guy that's like, no matter how successful he gets, he would want to stay put at CSU for the long haul?
Well, I think he proved that last year after getting to the NCAA tournament, and a couple of high profile jobs were open, and I'm sure his phone rang a couple of times.
Did you think that he might be gone?
Me personally, not knowing him, just being here for 1 year and not really knowing him through and through, I thought, okay, he's out, you know. Mm-hmm. But now that I got to know him a little more, like, Nico's a loyal guy, right? He's a loyal guy, and him and his family loves it here in Fort Collins. Erica and the girls, they love it here, and he's in a great situation, an unbelievable coach. So CSU is very lucky to have him, and he's lucky to have CSU as well. I mean, it's a great marriage, I think. Me coming from the NBA, I thought I was taking a step down to come to college, but I literally took a step up being in a room with Nico Medved every day. I tell people it was like a master's class. We met for 2-3 hours every day, and we just talked hoops, and he absolutely loves it at his core. He's very, very good at what he does. So I think the fan base loves him here, and I can see him. I can't speak for that. I can't speak for Nico Medved, but I can see him hanging around here for a while because he can make this into a powerhouse.
I think that's what's so cool. Like, we talk about the Sonny Lubick thing. It's like, you can be a legend here. Like, you can grow something and again, several March Madness trips, all that stuff, and who knows, then you've really set something up into that legendary status. So I would love to see it, obviously.
I would love to see it. I hope it happens. I think it might happen, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, 37 minutes after there. What do you got going? I mean, we're on until 2. You're more than welcome to stick around or whatever.
As long as I can talk about Mile High 3v3, check our Instagram page, our Twitter page, milehigh3v3.com. Listen, if you can hear my voice in your ears, as I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, milehigh3v3.com, the best 3v3 tournament for all ages, boys, girls, men, women. Register now. It's going to be a blast. We need some teams from Greeley out there.
It's going to be, we'll get some Greeley teams out there, get rocking and rolling. It's going to be at the Future Legend Sports Complex in Windsor. That website, again, milehigh3v3.com. 37 minutes after the hour, Sam Jones is joining the show, sticking with us throughout the program, man. I love this. You might be wanting to do some of this down the road.
Come on now.
Some hoops with us.
I have a little free time now. I get to be in a room with Brady. Listen, I was in a room with Nico Medved, now I can be in a room with you.
Same exact thing.
Hey, I'm growing.
I'm sure it's the exact same thing. Same kind of status.
This is personal development, being with you.
No question about it. 38 minutes after the hour, let's talk about Nico Medved and CSU a little bit. Some CSU hoops coming up next with Sam Jones. 38 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
That was before NIL, so we didn't have to pay him anything for that. For that rejoin there.
Awesome.
Nowadays, man, I will say we don't really run into that much. We get players on. They're not asking for money. It's you and I were joking around about Isaiah and the kind of guy he is. He clearly doesn't care about the money. I still have a check for him from like 4 months ago.
Are you kidding me? Can you put that in my name before we leave here or what?
Oh, wow. You weren't lying, man. You were hanging out with the fellas the other night, huh?
Those are my guys, yeah.
Nico's kind of tall.
Nico's a monster.
How tall is he?
I don't even know. 6'10", maybe?
Do you think the main reason he decided to stay at CSU his final year was because his name was Nico and also Medved's name was Nico?
No, because he had a chance to break the CSU rebounder record.
Oh, okay. That probably makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I did ask him that on the air. I'm like, did the Nico connection have anything to do with
it? It worked. I'll tell you that much. It worked when they were together. So,
all right. So let me ask you a couple questions about Nico Medved. He seems like the nicest guy in the world.
Incredible.
I mean, and I always joke with him. I'm like, dude, you're nice. And then he says, I don't think my players would agree. Have you ever seen him? Like, we've seen him get mad when we're watching him on the sidelines and stuff, but have you seen him just furious, like really, really mad?
Well, this is another Nico-ism. I dropped one earlier before the break. It's my other Nico-ism that I'm going to use for the rest of my life here. Nico has a great way of being demanding without being demeaning, if that makes sense. Mm. He has a culture of accountability at CSU that's high level. That's the reason why we went to the NCAA tournament. Of course, we had talent. We had, you know, NBA player, and we had this and that. But if you don't have the right culture in place, I mean, those teams can go by the wayside. But the culture he has in place there, as far as accountability, and when I say from the top to the bottom, he holds everyone accountable, including himself. It's incredible. So yeah, he'll get on guys, but it's in such a respectful way, and it's in a teacher. He's a teacher, right? He's a teacher. He explains. He's not just a ball coach with a whistle out there screaming and yelling and pointing a finger. He's gonna be firm,
yeah,
in his delivery. He's gonna tell you exactly why he told you that and how, you know. So that's so impressive.
Doesn't he seem like, and again, you have this demeanor too, Sam, but this in this day and age, you still want to be firm. You want to have all that. But to be that likable guy, it's kind of a mixed bag. And I think that, you know, I've had players on. I'm like, do you want a hard coach that's just ripping at you all the time, or do you want more of a friend type coach? And all of them will kind of answer, we want kind of somewhere in between. We want a guy, if we're screwing up, get after us, because that's going to make us better. But we also don't want to be yelled at 24/7.
Exactly. And that's the balance that Nico has, and he masters it. I mean, he's going to get on you, but he's not going to make you feel like, oh, a coach is mad at me. I'm in a doghouse. He doesn't like me. No, he's going to get on you and say, this is why I'm getting on you. And say, yeah, I probably should have did this better. You know, and coaches as well. I mean, he held us accountable. He held me accountable on the recruiting trail, coaching, teaching, you know, everything. Like, hey, coach, let's go. Let's make sure we're teaching these guys the right way. You know, okay, you get your sharp. He has everybody on the edge. Mm. You know they have to be sharp, but understand it's coming from a great, 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 great place.
I always love watching him, you know, on when you're watching him on TV and stuff, like some of the close-ups they give, the yeah. facial expressions that he'll have. I mean, he's a gem. He's one of those guys, and you just really hope you can keep him. He can be a guy that's really happy and loves this area, because like I said, he could be the basketball version of Sonny Lubick.
Yeah, he's one of those. He's very, very, very unique. He's one of those guys who has the basketball acumen. He has the passion, an unbelievable communicator, and just a great human being. He has that empathy piece where he knows people. Right? That's his gift. I think God gave him the gift that he knows people. He knows how to read people. He knew stuff about me that I didn't think anyone knew, but he can read the room very, very, very well. So
Sam Jones is joining us. Of course, I spent some time with Colorado State. He's got a new adventure that he's working on here, and we're excited to talk about this Mile High 3v3 tournament again. Ages, what are the ages again? It's pretty much all ages.
Starting at 11.
Yeah.
You're 11, 12 years old. You're a boy or a girl. If you're 18, 19, 20, 27, man or woman, you're invited. Come out to Future Legends out in Windsor. The facility is massive. It's a $200 million project that they're finishing up over there out in Windsor. Not completely finished. There's still some construction being done, so it's a semi-construction site, but the basketball part is finished. We're going to bring a live DJ in. It's going to be a fun family
atmosphere.
That'd be so cool. Cash prizes for the adults. Obviously, we don't give kids cash, so we'll give kids some gift cards, swag bags, take home jerseys. A lot of these 3v3 tournaments locally, you bring your own T-shirt and you just kind of guess who plays shirts and skins. I don't know, but we're playing new reversibles, you know. So we'll take home reversible, take home swag bag, cash prizes, gift cards. all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's such a great area too. You said some CSU players might be around there.
Oh, absolutely.
Too.
I already got a confirmation from a couple of players that were at my house the other night. They said they're coming. They want to be a part of it. There'll be some court monitor. They may sign some autograph, take some pictures with some kids. It'll be fun.
So let me. Can I ask this, Carvacho? What's he doing in the area? Is he just coming to visit everybody, or what's he? What's his deal?
Nico loves Fort Collins, number one. He's a legend here. But they have that alumni game coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I spaced that. Is that this weekend?
I think it is. Don't quote me. I don't know the exact day, but he's back. They're training for that. He's going to play in an alumni game. And I think he's playing in TBT. You know, the Rams have a TBT team, that million-dollar tournament that they play on ESPN. So he's playing in both of those, and he just signed a contract, he told me the other night, to play in Poland. So he was in Germany last year, so he's going out to Poland next season to play professionally over there. So he's doing a lot of big things.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. And again, there's a lot of those good dudes that come out of Colorado State. It's just part of it.
There's a Nico Medved. They're all descendants of Nico Medved.
I want to spend some time with you. I don't know if you heard this story. It's an uncomfortable story, but this Northwestern story, did you hear about the hazing stuff? And they actually did. They did move on from Fitzgerald, so they fired him. So I wanted, I'll go through the story with you, but I wanted to get some of your thoughts because Angel and I were talking about the culture, and is that a football type culture? What is it? You've spent a lot of time at the pro levels with a lot of different players. Let's talk about that in more detail coming up. 12:47 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Sam Jones is sticking with us here throughout the course of the program. And this is a pleasant surprise. It makes my job easier, actually. My job easier today.
Listen, I'm not trying to leave. I'm like a stray cat. You feed me once.
You
know, I'm
you just show up tomorrow at 10:30 ready to do it. Sam's talking about his Mile High 3v3 tournament coming up on July 30th. That's going to be at Future Legends Sports Complex. And again, that website, if you're interested, it's ages 11 and beyond.
Yes.
And the adult side of it, there's cash prizes there.
$1,500. Who can't use an extra $1,500 in this climate, in this economy?
We got some hooligans, some listeners out there that are probably pretty good basketball players, so they should be looking at this thing. What do you think?
We want them all.
That website again is milehigh3v3.com. So did you pay attention? Have you heard this Northwestern story, this hazing thing?
I've seen bits and pieces of it on the headline on ESPN.com or other websites. I haven't really dove deep into it. So I did see that the coach got fired.
Yeah, the coach did get fired. Yesterday we were kind of under the impression he was going to get a two-week suspension, basically. But my thought there was like, it's kind of like the Deshaun Watson thing. If you believe he did it, then you punish him. If you don't believe he did anything, then you don't punish him at all.
Yeah.
And so obviously they thought better of it. More players were coming forward saying that, yeah, that checks out. There was hazing going on. And I mean, did he do it? Was he the guy in charge of it? Nobody knew about it. And that's enough, right? If something like this is going on, Sam, like today, if you found out, like you found out randomly a player at CSU was doing something, don't you feel like there's some responsibility on the coaching staff?
Oh, we're shutting that down right away. But again, another one of our famous sayings is do your work early, right? We do our work early in the recruiting process. We don't even bring people in like that. It's all about, we know, in adulthood, it's all about people, right? The people you bring in, and culture is everything. It's a buzzword now, culture this, culture that. But it's real. It's not cliche. You have to have the right culture. You have to have the right people in your organization, in your program, to make sure it's run with integrity. And that's in the way they run a program over at CSU. And it's unfortunate that happened for those students. Number one, I'm concerned, to be honest, about those students.
Right.
The hazing and things like that.
And the hazing, like, I'm still shocked that in this day and age, that's still a thing. Now, again, if you want to say hazing is make all the freshmen carry all the equipment or get the water,
innocent.
I'm sure that stuff happens,
that's innocent.
Right?
Or like with the Dutch national team, we made all the first time Dutch national team players wear like a Dora the Explorer book bag through the airport, you know, a grown man walking around with
all
a,
fun.
You know, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, but when it comes to physical abuse, verbal abuse, whatever, you know, I don't know what's going on exactly, but those things are unacceptable.
There's
on
like
any
sexual
level.
Stuff here. It's like naked bear crawls.
Oh, no. That's crossing the line.
Like, what is, for me, it's like, okay, I get if you want to be a jerk and bully and do stuff that makes.
I don't even get that.
But the sexual thing, like I'm going to make you run around naked, bear crawling around the field. Like I just don't understand. My brain can't compute.
That's unheard of. My brain can't compute that either. And I don't even want to talk about stuff like that. To be honest, I try to protect my diet, my physical diet, but also my mental diet. I don't even want to talk about stuff.
So like I'm bringing you in.
You're taking me down. That's what Brohaw was talking about. Yeah, rabbit hole. There it is. Now I know what you're talking about, boy. You're still listening. I see what Brady does here.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? What else is going on? You watching the? How about the All-Star game tonight? You going to get into that?
So I will watch it because my youngest son, Donnie Jones, is a diehard baseball fan. We thought he loved basketball until he started playing baseball. It's baseball season now. They actually just finished last weekend up in Denver.
So more of a baseball guy.
Yeah, he just told me that.
How are you doing with that?
He looked at me and tried to see my reaction. I said, Donnie, you can play any sport you want to play as long as you're happy, and that's a real thing. Like I never forced my kids to do anything, play any sport, that do what makes you happy, what you're going to excel at. Like my daughter, for example, Lena, she's a dancer. She loves dance, and when I pick her up from her dance class, as a parent, you see the energy, the passion. It's just she's just full of life when she leaves there. That's what you want to do. So if my son wants to play baseball, then and wants to enjoy that game, it's a great game.
So you're gonna be dialed in tonight.
I'll be dialed in
watching that All Star game. Yeah. I don't know, Angel. What are you getting into this? You gonna be watching the All Star game tonight?
I might turn it on for a bit until I find something else to do.
Okay, I got to ask you
this. Watch our one Rockies player, one at bat, strike out and go home.
We got our guy in there. According to Tanner, he's the best catcher in the history of the world. Is your son a Rockies fan?
I can't say he's a Rockies fan. So he was a Guardians fan because we lived in Cleveland for a couple years.
Yeah,
that's the year we came the year they played the Cubs in the World Series. And that was an awesome experience for him to come over and see that the electric atmosphere in the city. A Guardians fan, but he's a baseball fan. You know, these kids nowadays, even with basketball, I don't have a team, I have a player. I love LeBron, or I love, you know, they don't love teams. They're not connected to certain teams. And me being a coach, he's the coach's son, so we moved around everywhere. So it's hard to latch on to one team. So I would say the Guardians, but we want to go down to the Rockies game. He loves baseball. We're just going to be tuned into the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's what they play there still, right? The Rockies, you can call baseball. That baseball, right?
Oh, that's embarrassing. But to Brohar's point earlier, that's the one All-Star game that actually gets paid, played.
Right? Plays, yes.
Yeah, because guys, it's just consequences, right? Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the rule changes coming up, or some of the emphasis in the NBA, what they're trying with the Summer League as far as flopping and things like that. I want to get your take on all this, because the game has certainly changed a lot over the years. Nikola Jokic and LeBron James had like a flop battle in the Western Conference Finals.
Montage.
It was so good, actually. Part of me was like, I actually do like it because it was funny. Seeing these 7-footers barely get touched, and then they're like, whoa, and they fall down. So I want to talk to you about all that. Sam Jones sticking in here with us on the whole show. Final hour coming up next.